nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Dimension of sound.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Lizards, it's Liberace.
I don't care if the birds in the trees never sing, if the flowers don't bloom in the spring, as long as you care for me. I don't care if the moon doesn't shine quite so bright, if the stardust should fade out of sight, as long as you care for me. You know your love means all the world to me. To know, to have, and to hold, without your love, what would my poor life be? It's worth every fortune and gold. I don't care if it's August, December, or June, for my heart sings a wonderful tune, as long as you care for me. It's August, December, or June, for my heart sings a wonderful tune, as long as you care for me.
Absolutely, Stella Lee. Oh my God. It's not over. It's not over.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hope you've enjoyed the American music that we brought you on our program today. On behalf of everyone on our show, I'd like to thank you for being such a wonderful audience. On behalf of my brother George and the members of his orchestra, and of course myself, thanks a million. And this is Liberace in Hollywood saying, I'll see you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Liberace, absolutely stellar. And my dear friends, in memory of Liberace, I am doing I'll Be Seeing You by RDS Music, the man of a thousand and one singing styles. Will I pass the audition? Certainly.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's warm and gay. I'll always you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's warm and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
he ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's a long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
Absolutely Stella by the Hollies, my dear friends, wasn't it? And now, Good Day Sunshine by RDS Music. Yes, I think I passed the old fish.
The sun is out. I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down. Burns my feet as it touches the ground. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Dawn by the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn. Stay with him, he'll be good to you.
old saint. Now think what the future would be with a poor boy like me. Me. Don't go away. Please go away.
Although I know I want you to stay.
Don't go away.
Absolutely, Stella. Do you like that drum work in there? Now, my dear friends, I'm doing Bye Bye Baby, a Frankie Valli song by RDS. Yes, Man of a Thousand Voices. Take it away, Ringo.
If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you anyway. I could love you, but why begin it? Cause there ain't any future in it. Gee, bye bye baby, baby goodbye. I knew you before I met her. Gee, how good you would be for me. Should have told you that I can linger. There's a wedding band on my finger. Gee,
is making you lonely, you can always go downtown When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
And that, of course, was Petula Clark with Downtown. Now I'm doing Gary Pocket. Over You by RDS. Remember Gary Pocket? Wasn't he great? Take it away, Ringo.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely and I guess there's just no getting over you. Within the prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. And though it hurts, I'll get by without your loving. Yet I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you. can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you. And I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you.
To sir. With love.
RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Barnabas, where are you? We'll get you, Barnabas. Where are you, Barnabas? Show yourself. Show yourself. I really wonder where you're going. Oh my God, do you ever catch Barnabas there and put a stake back in his heart? I don't know. Welcome all to the latest RDS Gate Show from RDS Music's wonderful studio in Upper New York, Manhattan, in Bronx. Not Bronx, Westchester. What am I saying? Getting all mixed up here. You just blew your BBC chance. Well, I'm here. And my dear friends, it's another beautiful day for some reason, but the humidity is up quite a bit. It's been terrible here most of July. I mean, humidity has been high, terribly high. What can we do? We can't do the thing about it, can we? No? What else? How are you doing? Are you sizzling? This wonderful, warm, humid, hot summertime, July 2024. Are you? Oh my God, is Cecil here? I had a dream about Cecil. Cecil, are there no workhouses? Are there no factories? Are there no workhouses, Cecil? I don't know, I was a rich boy. I never worked in a factory or workhouse. Yes, he was very rich. After all, he was living in 1789.
1734, thank you.
Caesar, what's another 50, 60 years? Yes, they used to push the kids back in the Industrial Revolution, back in those days in the late 1700s to the mid-1850s. Child labor, there was no laws whatsoever. They were getting hurt, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, dying. They didn't care. Are there no workhouses? Are there no factories? That's all people would say when the kids got on their nerves. It was terrible. Yeah, until they changed the laws. The Industrial Revolution. Oh my God, Cecil, thank the gosh you weren't involved in that, because you were a rich kid, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, unfortunately now he's a ghost. Well, welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show from July 28 on a Sunday, 2024. Is my perimeter okay? Is the music in the background satisfactory? Is it? I certainly hope so. Yes, my dear friends. Cecil is just another ghost, isn't he? Well, my dear friends, I am so happy to be here. The weather permitting, it was permitted, but I mean it was very humid. The H word, just like NASA, with the N word, the four-letter word for, you know, it's bad because they hide things. They're always not telling us the truth. That's the reason. Yes. You didn't know that? Oh, yes. The N-word. The four-letter word. Well, my friends, welcome to the latest show here so far. July 28, 2024. I wish 2012. Bring back the old memories there. By the by, my show comes on every Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by an older show, not too old, maybe less than a year, maybe a year. Commercial songs mixed in with my wonderful, wonderful covers. And the time also is 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday. Following me would be... Guess. Yes. Guess. Clay and Rachel's show there. The World According to Them. Oh, gosh. Let me backtrack. Hello, Ron, the rich. Let me get my list. I'm worse than Biden, you know, with remembering. Hello, unless I said it before. Hello, Ron, wonderful rich in heaven. All the sky scanners that passed. And Kurt, of course. Clay and Rachel. Kevin, maybe. Renee. Brian, I don't know if even Kevin listens. Never participated. But hopefully they'll listen sometime. And maybe Blair's listening. Yes. And also you can catch the show, the RDS Gate Show, also 1 to 2 a.m. on Thursday to Friday. Following that would be about 60 minutes of RDS covers. Yes. And then we have, of course, Kurt's show from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday. The Texas Roadkill. Wonderful show. He's obsessed with barbecuing dead animals on the Texas highway there. You know, barbecuing them. Oh, my God. And then, of course, we have Ron. Wonderful Ron. How can I forget him? From 4 to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. And I think I mentioned Clay and Rachel on a Wednesday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And we have other shows on there. Even Lester is doing some, not doing any, but has some older shows that he plays. Replays, I think. Oh, my dear. I'm recording this on a wonderfully humid day. A couple days before it plays. That's it. It's been a terribly hot summer. You must admit it. Don't lie and say you don't. Don't lie. You must admit it. I don't care what state you're from. Now, let me mention what songs I played here. I did a special, a Liberace special. Yes. Leaping Lizards, it's Liberace. That was taken from the film or documentary Variety back in 1978, I think. Leaping Lizards, it's Liberace. And I'll Be Seeing You by Liberace. 1956. Wonderful song. I think it charted about 14. You know, I mean, you know, most of the kids were into Elvis and all these the teenage groups back then. So there was only a certain amount of selection of people that liked him. They loved him, but they just weren't teenagers, I guess. So I think it charted about 12. It was a good song. It wasn't, no, what am I saying? Not I'll Be Seeing. What is that song? I Don't Care. I Don't Care. That's the one that was run 56. That was part of the Liberace part. Then I'll Be Seeing You by RDS Music, another Liberace song that he has done in the past. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, by the Hollies. And then Good Day Sunshine, a cover by RDS. And Dawn by the Four Seasons, I think 64. And then I followed it with another Four Seasons song, Bye Bye Baby. I did it by RDS Music, yes. And let's check here. Then we heard Petula Clark. Clark, I keep saying Petula Clark. Petula Clark. Let me see. Downtown. Yes, 20/20 vision, but I do need the reading glasses sometimes for stuff really close. You know me. I mean, just the way it is. And only, not only, I was going to say Only You. That's a Platter record. And Over You by RDS. Gary Puckett knew the gap that was. To Sir With Love by Lulu. I think her only song. That was a great hit in 1967, I think. Part of that movie. What was that movie again? Up the Down Staircase? Up the Down Staircase? No, it was another. I don't remember the name. It was a big... with Sidney Poitier. Now we will be reading from Gate Magazine, since I got that out of my way. Oh gosh, I can't believe it's been so hot. So terribly warm. Ah, oh, there are no factories. Ah, oh, there are no workhouses, Cecil. He don't even want to answer me now. He's a little pissed off with that. That was terrible back then, the 1740s.
1732.
Cecil, when is your voice going to change?
I'm only 9.
Forget it. Oh, did I mention Randy? Are you here, Randy? Hopefully you're here. Randy's here, supposedly. I don't know, but he better not miss Liberace. He missed it twice. I did about 2 to 3 specials, and he didn't show up. That's maybe it was his job, I don't know. Now, on this first article here, with the remaining time I have, which is not much. No, it's not much. I give myself about 15 minutes reading time with all the commercial music I stick in and my covers and whatever. 49 minutes and 45 seconds in the latest RDS Gate Show. This article, listen up. It's an old article. Russian boy miraculously cured of epilepsy after disappearing for 2 years. 7-year-old Sergei Kopostin. You must emphasize the last names of Russia. The Russian names are like that. They want their last name to stick out on you. So Sergei Kopostin went for a walk one day in June of 2003. Gosh, you must be about 30 now. And never came back. His mother, Sveltina, reported him missing to the Essentuk City Police. Could not speak. And his hearing, he could not speak, and his hearing was gravely impaired. Then, in 2005, an assistant at one of the city's service stations noticed a boy loitering near the building. When police arrived to investigate, they immediately noticed a resemblance to Sergei. He was taken to the local hospital, and according to doctors who examined him, he was in generally good health. Sergei's parents were notified, and they rushed to the hospital. His mother admits feeling confused when she first saw him, but the boy immediately recognized his parents and jumped into their arms, into his father's arms. Despite his reaction, they couldn't help but feel something was still wrong. Just like the son they thought lost 2 years ago, this boy had the same distinguishing birthmark on his chest and a scar above his eye. But the shape of his head was different, said his mother. I hope he wasn't an alien. Why was his head different? And 2 years ago, Sergei suffered from a very serious form of epilepsy and had to take medication every day to prevent the onset of the seizure. Doctors told them at the time that a break in his medicine could result in seizures that would kill her son. Terrible. But miraculously, the boy now showed no signs of epilepsy. When doctors told Savinia, as a mother, about a horrible scar on Sergi's back, she was mystified. Our Sergi did not have anything like that, said the mother. Something must be, or must have mistreated him. Yes, somebody might have beat him. Though cured of epilepsy, Sergi is still deaf and mute and has no way of communicating and explaining his 2-year disappearance. Sergi has a thing about trains, said Savinia, his mother. He gets very excited every time he sees one. She assures her son may have been put on a train by criminals, maybe, who later forced him to beg for money. What an imagination. We have to watch him when he goes outside, because he has tried to run away. So he's deaf, also deaf and dumb. I mean, he can't hear. Poor kid. Meanwhile, rumors are circulating in Essentuk, Russia, I guess, about the boy who was kidnapped by aliens. It was reported that on the very day that Sergei vanished, strange multicolored lights shimmered in the night sky and illuminated the town. One neighbor named Victor believes it was aliens who took the boy to their faraway world to study him. And it was the aliens who cured his brain disease or disorder. But they didn't give him his hearing back, did they? I mean, you should have done that too while you were at it. He doesn't have any good hearing. He can't hear. Can he talk? I don't think he can talk. Don't make me go back, because I don't know where it is. Oh, Lord, you're mad. It's so sad. Gosh. I have another wonderful article, which is recent. I think it could be fit in. Why UFOs are dodging fastest military jets. Experts say aliens are terrified of Earth's atomic bombs. UFOs have been shadowing high-speed military aircraft and are lurking around top-secret sites housing nuclear warheads because space aliens fear Earthlings will blow themselves and their planet to smithereens. Oh, gosh. That's the shocking conclusion of retired U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Larry Hancock and Ian Portrait, members of the Harvard University UFO Research Group. The Galileo Project, after 3 exhaustive studies of when and where the mysterious craft appeared after the first atomic bomb was exploded in 1945. Ringo, what are you saying? You're stumbling, Ringo. The researchers found UFO activity first centered around facilities making nuclear weapons in the 1950s and later in the 1960s concentrated on ICBM missile silos and bomber air bases. You would see this interest at silos when they were being installed, notes Parrott. The UFOs are very low altitude. They penetrate the security perimeters of the base. Investigator Robert Hastings also notes UFO interest in nuclear weapons, saying declassified U.S. government documents and witness testimony from former or retired U.S. military personnel confirm beyond any doubt the reality of ongoing UFO incursions at
nuclear weapon sites. The studies seemingly also clarify why UFOs have followed fast military planes that could be delivery crafts for destructive weapons. That would explain the shocking 1976 incident when a supersonic British Airways Concorde flight sighted an orb-shaped UFO zoom toward it at even higher speeds and appear to study it before darting off, the investigators said. And when Japan's Fukushima lab suffered nuclear disaster in 2011, a dozen UFOs suddenly appeared as if studying the catastrophe. UFOs have even disarmed nuclear weapons. In 1967, Air Force ICBM launch officer Robert Salas says an orange disc flew over Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base and shut off 10 warheads. It later had to sign a non-disclosure agreement about the incident. Well, that's about all I can read right now because I'm running out of time. I only have 30 seconds left. And not much anyway. Why UFOs are dodging fastest military jets. Experts say aliens are terrified of Earth's atomic bombs. Be aware, my friend, of the black-eyed kids, the white-eyed kids, the other white meat. Catch you again next week. Zardes signing off from Upper New York City. Good night.